This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim, Perek Aleph Mishnah. The next Mishnah is also a Hagdama to all of Seder Tyrus. It's set up differently than the last four Mishnahs. The last four Mishnahs were telling us different types of Ovesat Tumah, Lefis Seder Chumrosam, of how they transmit Tumah. These are also things that are Metame, but they're all in the Odom. We're going to describe now Adam and the level of Tumah that he has and how he transmits Tumah. So it's set up differently. And we'll see then that Lefi, how Tumah he is, that's how much he has to be Pirish from Mekoymes HaKadoshim and things that have to be, that he has to be Isakin, Truma, Kodshim. He has to be Isakin in the state of Tahara. Lefi Seder Tumosoi, Lefi Dargas Tumosoi, is Seder Prishosoi. Eser Tumois Pershos Min Odom. It's an interesting lashon. There are 10 types of Tumah that are in the person himself, and they're not Tumas that he was Mekabel Mibachutz. They're 10 Dargas of Tumah, and they're 10 levels of where he is Klape the Tumah. The first Darga is Mechusik Kippurim. Mechusik Kippurim is a musik that we've discussed. And the musik is a person who's Torah in the regular Seder Tahara. L'moshal, Zov, Zov, Yeledis, Mitzayra. They've been Oisik B'Taharoson, but they still have to bring a Korban that's Mitahar them. So there's a level of Tumah, which is not Tumah proper, but what it is a Choyser level of Tahara. It's a Choyser HaKhono for being Isaac in Dvarim that atone Tahara. So Mechusik Kippurim is Osir Bakoidesh Umutir Betruma. He's not allowed to be Oichel Kotchim, he's not allowed to be Isaac Kotchim, he's not allowed to be Oivid Kotchim. He's Mutir Betruma, he's allowed to eat Truma, that says that he's a Koyin. Ube Meiser, he's allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, which also has to be eaten in the state of Tahara. Maserishin of a Levi is Chulin. Meiser Sheni of anybody who eats in Yerushalayim has to be eaten in a state of Tahara. Mishnah continues, Choza Aliyos Tvul Yoim. This is the next level of Tumah. Mechusik Kippurim is not Tumah at all. He's Choyser, like we said, Hachona Lehegdish. A Tvul Yoim is a certain level of Tumah. He was Toivel. Let's say Tumah Sheretz or Tumah Hayoyetz Miguf, he was Toivel. But still that day, there's exists a Kosa that he's not fully Yotzo from the Roshim of the Tumah Sh'olov until Harav Shemesh. So you see the way the Mishnah says Chaz Aliyah is what it sounds like is this person that we were speaking about before, the Mechusik Kippurim, he returns to a state of Tvul Yoyim as if he had another event that made him Tomei. Really, it's a step before that. He was before his Harav Shemesh that made him Ois Tomei, where the only thing he's missing is completing L'mashal Yeledes, is after 7 days for a Zohar, or 14 days after a Ledes Nekeva, is Toiveles, and she's Tahira, except that she's Mechusik Kippurim, she has to wait till the end of 40 days or the end of 80 days, Kimavu in the beginning of Parashat Tazria, to bring her Korban Yeledes. She's Mechusik Kippurim. When does she become a Tvul Yoyim? As soon as she's Toiveles 7 days or 14 days before Harav Shemesh. So that's a step before. The Mishnah list says afterwards, because it's a higher level, it's a more intense type of Tumah. She's Osir Bakoidesh, is Osir Bakoidesh Ubitruma Umutir B'Maisa. Maisa Sheni has to be eaten in the state of Tahara, but the Gzeres HaKosov is that Harav Shemesh is Be'etzer Metoho. This is an important concept. The Rabbi Seinu explained that's not pshat that Tvila B'Mikva takes off the Tumah partially, and the rest of it goes off the Tvul Yoyim. No. The Tvila B'Mikva takes off the state of Tumah. He's not a Tumah anymore. What he is he's a person who was in a state of Tumah. The fact that the person that day was in a state of Tumah itself is an association with Tumah. But it's not that he's Tomei Bechefza. So he's not Tomei, but he's in a state of affiliation with having been Tomei. So the Edel Gzeres HaKosov over here is that Maisa Sheni can only be eaten in a state of Tahara, he is Tahar. Kotchim and Truma have to be eaten when a person is completely removed from a state of Tumah. Maybe the way to say it is that Maisa Sheni, the Tumah that asks him from eating Maisa Sheni, is only the Tumah Chiyuvi. As soon as he's not positively tameh anymore, then he could eat. Truman kochim, it has to be more than just he's not tameh. He has to be tohor. A person who was tameh that day retains that state. There's another point over here that's very important to make. And that is, the Mishnah only mentions the fact that he's osur. There's also the fact, the Mefarshim say, it's a din all over Shas, that a tful yoim, mechusi kippurim, is pasels truma kochim b'magoi. And this is in the levels of tumah. What we say is that a tful yoim mechusi kippurim is like a sheni l'tumah. And we said a bunch of times that a sheni l'tumah is a concept that we don't have out of kochim truma. There's no such thing as a sheni l'tumah. The sheni l'tumah is only on oichlim to be metame truma kochim, or rather to pasel truma kochim. Pasel refers to a state where it's not anymore roi l'akilo. Tumah is the pshat, it can transmit others b'magoi. A mechusi kippurim, a tful yoim, is metame in the sense that it could pasel truma v'kotchim b'magoi. L'maisa, like everything else, this is not svaros, it's all gzeres hakosufs. So b'fashim bring it to sugi aruka in Yevamos daf ayin dalid, that one pasuk says, v'lo yoicham en hakodoshim, ki im rochatz besore b'mayim, that a person who's tome only needs rechitzas besore, only needs tefillah b'mikveh. Then there's another pasuk that says in Parshas Yeledes, "V'chipor le'a kohen v'tohero," that he needs in order to for her to be oisik. "V'kotchim v'tohero" is after the korban. And then there's another pasuk that says, "Ubo Hashemish v'toh v'achak v'yekom nakadoshim." Then for achilas kotchim one needs harav shemish. So what are you going to have to say? So the Gemara is miyashiv. There's kind of also that there's three types of atome. There's three types of kotchim that we're talking about b'yachas the tumah. And there's three levels of tumah, biyachas to what's also. Here's Maisa Sheni, there's Chumah, and there's Kochim. Umechusi Kippurim is the Choyser Kapora is a Choyser Hakona for Kochim. That Hakona is not necessary for Chumah. Chumah only has to be that he's in the state of Tahara. Harav Shemesh completely removes him from the world of Tumah, and now he's completely, it's Chalan HaVashem Tohar. So he's allowed to eat Chumah. Maisa Sheni, like we said, it's enough that he's not Tomei for that. The Rechitzas Psori B'mayim is enough. That's the Gedah Advarim over here. Interesting, Nekuda is the Rav Tosis Yomtiv mentioned four types of Mechusi Kippurim. Mitzayir Mukhlid, Zov Gedoylo, and Yeledes. Those are the four types of Mechusi Kippurim. Tosis Anche Shem points out that there's a fifth. There's a Ger, there's a Sugim Krisus, according to Makhlaik Stanoim, according to some Tanoim, a ger that has to bring a korban, until then he's also b'achilas kochim. And the shaila is if that's a geder mechus kippurim. Tosfos Shoshan brings from Shoshan LeDavid that he's called a mechus kippurim. Others understand there's not a mechus kippurim. There's something missing in his gerus. So the same way a goy is allowed to bring a korban, but he can't eat from kochim. So a ger is pashul mechus in his yadus, but it's not a mechus kippurim. That's one point to make. The nafkamina of that will be, if you look at it, the fact that he can't eat kochim, not because he's a mechusi kippurim, there's a major nafkamina. One of the dinim of mechusi kippurim is that not only is he not allowed to be oisik in kochim, he's not allowed to come into the azorah. Does a ger, shalohevi korboni have that din? Not clear. The chet should be telling me that. There's a back and forth in Gedele Achreinim about that. There's another mechusi kippurim that they bring over here. There are rishonim in nozir daf mem hei that hold that a nozir who unwittingly became tomei, bimei nizirusoi, has to be metayer, and then he has to bring korbonis, and after he brings korbonis of a nozir tomei, he has to restart his nizirus. There are those that taina, Rashi and Soita seems that way, that he has a din that is osur bekochim until he brings korbonis nizirus tomei. Because it should also be mechusi kippurim. So maybe that's a din mitzad nizirus, daf mevizin. There's another din over here which is a very yisoidistic nekuda, and that is a mechusi kippurim. The Rambam holds in Perek Yud Ches of Psuli HaMekdoshim that a mechusi kippurim she'ochal koidish, even though the Mishnah says that he's not allowed to be oisik in kochim, he doesn't have a din of a tomei. He's loikev any chayv koros. Very major chiluk. The Ravid says vaseis if he has a din, he's not allowed to be oisik in kochim. He's a din of a tomei. He's chayv koros. Sounds like there's a fundamental machlokes how to define Mechus Kippurim. We just define Mechus Kippurim not as a Tomei, not even b'miktas. He's missing a Chona for Kochum. We said that very deliberately to explain the Shittas of Rambam. Lamaisa, there's another nafkamina which l'chayr should play itself out also. If he's not tameh at all, he's missing a hachana l'kodshim. What about a mechusi kippurim that's nichnas l'migdosh? The Rambam holds in Per Gimel Mibias Migdosh that mechusi kippurim she nichnas is not loike. He's only b'makas ma'adus midirabonon. And the Ravid says, v'seist is chayv chorus. So the Ravid clearly l'shitose that holds that a mechusi kippurim is tameh. And the Rambam holds, no, he's not tameh. He's missing epes Hashem hachona l'kedusha. Now the Rikurkis asks right away on the Rambam, tell me he's not tameh, okay. It's not bekoris. But why is a mechusi kippurim she'ochal kodesh loike and legabe bias migdash that he's also is only makas mardus? So Briskirov in Hilchus Paradume explains b'shem Reb Chaim that Bias Migdosh, the din is, he's not allowed to be mitame da azor. He's not tame. So there's nothing at all. Achilas Kodesh is totally in a psula guf. He's missing achon la Kodesh, he's posel. Same way, if he's oivid, also the avoid is posel, because there's missing a achono that he's roi la Kodesh. That's the Biskir of Zagdara. It fits very much with what we just said. And of course, the third piece of whether he's called tame or not, is by a tomei sheshimesh b'migdosh, the Rambam says in Perek Dal Bias Migdosh, that a mechusi kippurim she'ovad, even though his avoid is possible, but he's not chay misa, he's not a mamish like a tomei. The Ravid argues, says he's chay misa, because the Rambam Ravid l'shitose. There's a mechudish de geshita, the Orach Chaim, the Mishnah is tired, bring the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, in Pashas Emma says a phenomenal chidish, and he says, he learns it up in the Torah's Kainim, that the din that a mechusi kippurim is also to eat kachim is only kachim and echol lekehanim. It's a chelik of avoidas hakehanim that he's possible for. But kachim shenecholim li Yisrael, he's mutter. He has a din like a tvul yoim. Sorry, what he says is that a mechusi kippurim and a tvul yoim are mutter dum yid maisa. Or Chaim HaKadosh the Pella, because the sugya in Pesachim Barichus, the Mechus Kippurim is not like Yikov in Pesach. So that needs a mitzvah Gedele Liyashu. Now, along the same lines, the Rambam Pekuches, Psulim HaKadoshim says that a Tvul Yoim, that Tvul Yoim, which we said is more, Tvul Yoim is also Bitruma, not only like a Mechus Kippurim, is only also by Kodesh. A Tvul Yoim that eats Kodshim is like a Venechayiv Koros. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, Chayiv Koros, the same idea. The Ravid holds, that's called his Atome. The Rambam is saying he's an affiliate of Tuma, but not that he's Tome, like we explained. Okay, we continue in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chazalias Balkeri. Look, that's before Tvul Yoim. So again, we're working our way backwards. The higher level of Tuma is where he's still in a state of Tuma. He's not in a state of being a Mekor L'Tuma. Balkeri, we've explained, is not a Cheftza of Tuma. He became Tomei from the Shichva Zer Sheyotze Migufoi. So that's why he's level 3. He's also Bekotchim Truma Maisa Sheni. Chazali is Bael Nida. A Bael Nida is Kenida in the sense that he's called Gufoi Tomei Mamish, which he has a dinner with Tamei Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, like we learned in the earlier Mishnah. A Bael Nida is not Mamish Gufoi Nida. The Chiddush is that he becomes Kegufoi of the Nivellas, who's a Nida, so he has the din of Tumas Shavas Yomim. And he also has the din of Tachton Ke'elyon. Chozalioi Zov, Sheroa Shtei Riois. The higher level is a Zov, that's Mamash HaTumah Yoytze Migufoi. If he's Roya Shtei Riois, he's Mitame Mishka V'moyshov. He does have the din of Mishka V'moyshov Tumas Medris. V'tzorach Bias Mayav Chayim. This is a din that we didn't speak about before. Is that only a Zov that's Roya Shtei Riois, Ba'oise Yoim, has a din of a Zov. A Zov who had a Riyah, even though Zoiv and Sheikh Vazer is two different things, physically, one is normal functioning and one is a Choyli, Ba'oise Mokoim, but Lamaise, a Zov does have a din, B'Riyah Rishoyne, he has a din only that he becomes Tomei in contact with the Zoiv. It's only Metamehim like a Balkari. He doesn't become Gufoi Tomei like a Zov Mamish. And really, he doesn't have the Choymer of Tzorach Bias Mayim Chayim. Shtei Riyos does have the din that he needs a Mayon. However, he's part of a Korban. The next Madreg is Rosh Sholosh Chayim B'Korban. Then he has to bring the Korban of a Zov. Chos Aliyos Mitzoyrim Muzgor is if he's a Mitzoyrim Muzgor, Mitzorim Musgu refers in Parshas Tazria, somebody comes to a Kohen with a Negatzaras, and the simin is such that he's not Tomei Legami right away. The Kohen puts him in a state of waiting, a state of Hezger, Shivas Yomim, to see the simonim if they develop further. The simonim over there, Lamoshal, the Sehalovon, the spreading of the boy of the white of the tzaras. So when he's in that interim state, since he's nechshash, the kohen has to declare him a tummy. A person can come and he has nervin. He comes to the kohen says, "Nah, all you have is acne. You need to go to a pharmacy and get some cream. That's nothing." The kohen says there is a nega there, but it's not a nega muchletes. So he's in the state of musgur. He is a tummy, but he's a lesser tummy. We haven't spoken this out before. There the halacha is that he does have the din that he's metamed bebiyo. He's locked up in a house, and anybody who goes into the house with him is tomei, the din of Moshove that we had earlier. Who put him in a priya, he doesn't have the din of avelus, where he has to go sit michutz lamachne, and he doesn't have to grow his hair, that's priya. Primo is he doesn't have to rise kriya, the way Mitzayra has to. Uminatik lachas, he doesn't have the din that he has to go through the cutting off all his hair, shaving off all his hair, and Uminat Ziporim, and bringing the Karbonis that I mentioned in Pashas Matzriya, the two Oifois that he has to bring. All that is only by Mitzayra Mukhletes and not by a Mitzayra Muzger. V'mohoyo Mukhlet, if he's a Tzayra Mukhletes, Chai B'kulan, he has all those dinim. Perash Mimenu Eivir She'en Alav Boso Karoi. This is talking about a person, Rachman son, who had an amputation, and he had something cut off that's an Eiver that doesn't have Basa Karoi, which we'll have to explain what is Basa Karoi to be called a full Eiver. So the Eiver, if it's a full Eiver, and by the way, the Gemara speaks out in many places that the Tzur of an Eiver, it's Mishnayis and Oilus, and in Idias, that the fullness of an Eiver is only when it has Gidim, Bosor Gidim Vatsoma. It has to have the full tzura of an Eiver. So then it has a din of Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai does have a din of somewhat of a dead body, but it's not mamish a dead body. This is the halacha that we had before, where there are things that are both from a dead body that are Tomei Shivas Yomim, but it does not have the din of mamish a meis that's metame ba'oil. So when it doesn't have on it Bosor Karoi, which the Mishnah at this point doesn't explain, it's mitama b'mago b'maso. However, it's ain't a mitama b'oil. V'im, however, if the eiver yeshal of boso karoi, mitama b'mago b'maso oil, then it has a din mamish of a dead body. Shir boso karoi kide lahalos aruko. It has enough boso on it that if it would be mechubel leguf, aruko is like we say in the brach of rifoenu, it means refuah. So what it means is lahalos aruka means that it could then become part again of the guf. It could heal and become back part of this. So in Mimel, it still has a connection to the guf enough. It's called a dead body. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, im yesh b'mokim echod, if the bosa on the etzem has enough in one place, kidei lahakifoi b'chut shel erev, it has enough bosa going around, that like there's one piece of boso that it would be like a string around, a string that's used for weaving. Erev means the Erev and Shesia, the two, the crisscross strings that go in a weaving loom. So it's kind of like a string of boso going around. That's enough that goes around. Yesh be lahalos aruka. He says that's the physical shear. The Tanakama doesn't explain what it is. Rabbi Yehuda says that's the shear. So then that would be enough already to be considered a full aver. If it has an enough boson, see, even though it's not the roiv of the body, but it's considered a dead body. An aver menachai has a din of a dead body. So if you count, there are 10 madregas over here of Odom, or the last piece is a chelik of the guf of Odom, and how much they metame. That's the tzura of this Mishnah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.